This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for March 2018. How did Jan and Antonina Zabinski use music to help shelter their guests from the Warsaw Ghetto? And what musical instrument did they play? Jan Zabinski was born on April 8, 1897 in Warsaw, Poland, to Joseph and Helena Zabinski. They taught Jan to love animals. At a young age, he began studying the piano. Jan became an agricultural engineer, earning a doctoral degree in zoology from the Institute of Zoology and Physiology of Animals of the Warsaw University of Life Sciences. He was teaching at the Institute when he met Antonina Erdman. He became director of the Warsaw Zoo in 1929. Jan Zabinski also studied painting at the Academy of Fine Arts and wrote many books. Antonina Erdman was born on July 18, 1908, to Maria and Antoni Erdman, a Polish couple working in St. Petersburg, Russia. Antonina began studying the piano at an early age. She learned several languages. She also enjoyed painting and was passionate about animals and learned how to read people. Antonina's grandmother sent her to study piano full-time at the conservatory when she was 14 and to study at a school in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. She graduated at the age of 15 and, quote, they moved to Warsaw. She taught piano, passed an archivist's exam, and then worked preserving history and records at the Institute of Zoology and Physiology of Animals of the Warsaw University, where she met Jan, a teacher there. He was 11 years older. Jan Zabinski and Antonina Erdman had many common interests. They were married in 1931 and moved to a villa at the Warsaw Zoo. Antonina Zabinski wrote in her memoirs, quote, she had entered her paradise. In the Warsaw Zoo, there were 1,500 animals. Antonina helped, quote, to run the facility. She hand-reared orphan lynx, lions, and wolf cubs, and chimpanzees in the family's zoo. Dr. Jan Zabinski, quote, the director, was proudest of the extremely rare Polish horses, of which there were only about 100 in the world. In 1932, a lynx, Rise in Polish, was born in the zoo. The Zabinskis decided to call their son Rise. September of 1939, Germany invaded Warsaw, and Dr. Jan Zabinski was appointed superintendent of the public parks by the Nazis. Lutz Heck, German zoologist, Nazi, and former friend, moved many animals from Jan and Antonina Zabinski's Warsaw Zoo to his Berlin Zoo. Antonina Zabinski wrote in her diary of Lutz Heck, carting off the family beloved camels, llamas, hippos, lynxes, and even orphan calf of dead elephant Cassia. He returned drunk with a rabble of SS pals. He led them on a sickening hunting party inside the zoo. Antonina and son Rise cowered inside their home as they listened to the sound of boozy laughter, gunshots, and the screaming of animals dropping in cages. She wrote in her diary, it was sheer gratuitous slaughter. How many humans will die like this in the coming months? It was then that Antonina and Jan resolved to use the zoo to save as many people as they could, quote, despite the penalty of death for such assistance. They decided to use their home, the villa, and zoo, pens, cages, stalls, and underground tunnels to hide, shelter, feed, and protect. For 3 years, over 300 Jews were taken care of and protected by Jan Antonina and their 8-year-old son. As a superintendent of parks, Jan was allowed to visit the Warsaw Ghetto, quote, to inspect the state of the flora within the ghetto walls. He continued his contact with, quote, Jewish colleagues and friends before the Nazi invasion, helping them escape and sheltering them by transporting to his villa at the Warsaw Zoo. If you gave a glass of water to a Jewish person or helped a Jewish person, you and your family would be given the death penalty. Quote, Antonina always kept cyanide capsules at the ready in case they needed to take them. Dr. Zabinski persuaded the Nazis, quote, to turn the zoo into a pig farm to raise pigs for the German soldiers to eat. Jan entered, quote, the ghetto to pick up unused scraps to feed the animals. He also brought in pork, treif, non-kosher food to feed the starving people in the ghetto. Then he would smuggle out people, putting them under the scraps he packed from the ghetto for the pigs at the zoo farm. Radrinich Tirosh remembers Dr. and Mrs. Zabinski welcoming their guests, quote, with a bottle of vodka in hand and showed them to their new home in the basement. Antonina Zabinski would warn their guests to hide and be silent when the Nazis were at the door by playing loudly on her piano, Go to Crete, from Offenbach's operetta La Bella Helena. They hid, quote, in the attics, wardrobes, basements, tunnels, bushes, and animal cages. When the coast was clear, Antonina would play a Chopin mazurka. The Zabinskis had an animal code name for each of their guests. They gave them a nickname, quote, to avoid suspicion from outsiders. Magdalena Cross, the sculpture, was called Starling. Antonina Zabinski wrote in her diary, she nicknamed Magdalena the Starling. She would whistle, as starlings do, at her plight. Jan Zabinski, as a member of the Polish underground, was injured during the Polish uprising and became a German prisoner in 1944. Antonina gave birth to their second child and continued their work, taking care of the needs of their guests in her care. Jan Zabinski survived the German prison camp and came home to his family in 1945. He and Antonina worked to rebuild their zoo and remained there through 1951. Jan authored 60 science books. Antonina Zabinski wrote children's book, quote, always from the point of the view of the animals. And she published in 1968 her book of memoirs in Polish as My Green Kingdom. Today, the family home at the Warsaw Zoo is a museum. Yad Vashem in Israel honored Jan Zabinski and his wife Antonina Zabinska as righteous among the nations for saving Jews during the Holocaust. On October 30th, 1968, Jan Zabinski planted a tree in the Mount of Remembrance.